What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And we'll hear this lady asking questions. She's on the fan hotline, covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. She's Miss Mary Kay Cabot. Hi, Mary Kay.
Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're all right. Joe Flacco gets the starting gig. I think it's almost by default. Good for Joe. I hope he plays well. But, man, I wanted somebody whose age started with a 2 to win this job, Mary Kay.
Well, I think you will get an opportunity to see some of the 2s played this season. So it was really the thing that they had to do right now. And I know everyone's really excited about it. So it wasn't just completely by default, although I do think the injuries had a lot to do with it. But I think Joe will go out there. He'll do a nice job. They'll see how it goes for as long as he can take it. And then we'll see some of the other guys as the season goes along is what I'm guessing.
If they win, though, he's not losing the job, right? I just want to make sure. I mean, it'd be silly if he's, if he's winning, we're not halfway through this game. Yeah, well, let's see what the rookies look like.
No, not at all. It will all depend on him going out there and keeping this football team relevant and in the hunt. And let's see if he can do it. He certainly did it here in 2023. I know one of the things that they were interested in with some of the younger guys, particularly with Kenny Pickett and with Dillon Gabriel, they could do more with their offense with those guys. Those guys have some more mobility and some things that they can do. And you can run some, you can call some runs, you can do some RPOs and some things that Joe really isn't going to do very well at this point in his career or really ever did at any point in his career. And he can move and he can run the keepers and things like that, but you're not going to call a run for him and you're not going to do some of the things those other guys can do. So I think they wanted to be able to use more of their playbook and open things up. But as I have been writing since way back when, each one of these guys had a superpower in the competition. Joe's superpower is that cannon arm and those explosive plays. And I think you will see plenty of those, and he just has to dial back the interceptions.
With all that in mind, what happens with Kenny Pickett?
Well, I think Kenny just has to get well. Kenny has to get healthy and get well. That is job number one for him. And once he is at that point, then they can see where things stand at that point. If Joe is playing really well and the offense is functioning the way that they need it to, then Kenny has to continue to wait his turn. But in the event that the offense isn't functioning the way that they want it to and Kenny is really healthy and they want to try some different things, then maybe they can turn to Kenny. I think they have to be fluid this season with it all. I think they have to be ready to pivot. But I think Joe knows what's at stake here. He knows that if he comes out of that lineup, there's a chance he's not getting back in. So I think you're going to see the best version of Joe that he can give you.
Do you still feel confident they're keeping 4 quarterbacks or the possibility, and touch on this, 3 quarterbacks and one of the quarterbacks is on the injury reserve to start the season?
I think that they still plan to keep 4 quarterbacks. They can still do some things with an injury list or with the practice squad and things like that. But I don't think they want to give up on any of those guys. I think that they traded for Kenny Pickett because they were really excited about what he might be able to do in this offense. I think they believed that he would flourish in this scheme in a way that he didn't have an opportunity to under Matt Canada. I think he looked really good in his 4 practices before he injured the hamstring. So I don't think they want to give up on him. And then the 2 rookies, they've got 2 really good developmental prospects here, and they both played well in their preseason starts. I think that was encouraging and exciting for the Cleveland Browns and for their fans. And so I think that they will keep all 4, even if they have to, utilize the practice squad quite creatively at times.
Right. And so I was just saying, because Andrew Siciliano brought this up during the game the other day. You can just send 2, you have 2 guys that you can put on the practice squad without having to send to waivers. That's a new rule this year? If you don't, if that doesn't sound right or you just haven't heard that, let me know. But does that sound right to you?
Well, I have to review all of those practice squad rules because they do change them every year. But they know that they have that at their disposal, and they will take advantage of that. And I don't think they're going to have to worry about you know, losing their guys when they do that. So you will see guys go up and down on that practice squad. But here's the thing. They were always going to keep three. And then they added Shador, and now they believe that Shador is worth investing resources, time, coaching into, and he's not going anywhere. Dylan's not going anywhere. So I do think that they will keep four. But I've been telling you guys that for a very long time, and I wrote it as a column a long, long time ago.
I think I read your column in 1979 on that. You wrote that before you were born. I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's not a new concept. I mean, we've been talking about this, and we asked Andrew about it in his press conference on day two of camp, and he said, oh, sure, we can keep four. So I don't think anybody should be shocked when that happened, even though the Nationals keep saying that someone's going to get traded or someone's going to be on the trading block. Now, having said that, I must qualify it. If someone makes them an offer that they can't refuse when they are in the process of restocking this roster, then they'll listen. I mean, these guys are aggressive when it comes to building this roster. They check into things. They talk trade. So they're not going to slam the phone down on anyone. But I do think that they have a vested interest in trying to keep all four of them.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us, plaindealercleveland.com. Congratulations for the two of us. Another wide receiver added. We've been screaming for that for some time. From a strictly football standpoint, bringing in Bond seems like an absolutely nice move. Young guy, speed, potential. From a football standpoint, what do you think?
Yeah, from a football standpoint, you're exactly right about that. First of all, I really felt watching training camp that blazing speed was something they really needed. Now they added it, 4.39 in the 40, looking forward to him going up when he gets the chance to against a lightning quick Denzel Ward. That'll be fun to watch them run downfield together and try to keep up with each other and see how that turns out. So that's going to be cool. And then he does need some development. He's not coming in here as a surefire 1,000-yard receiver or anything like that. But his offensive coordinator at Alabama in 2023 was Tommy Reese.
Yep.
And Tommy really, really likes him. And sometimes your production and your development depends on the quarterback throwing the football to you. So I think that Joe Flacco certainly is going to be able to get him the ball. And he has a chance to be very, very productive. Now, I haven't seen many players miss most or all of training camp and just skate right in and have everything go like clockwork. So he's going to have to catch up. He's going to have to work overtime. I do think he's going to have to pick the brains of a Denzel Ward to see how guys are going to cover him and what they're going to do to him. I think he's going to maybe have to attach himself to the hip of Jerry Jeudy a little bit and pick his brains and the quarterbacks too. But if he has the kind of work ethic that the Browns really go for, then he should be able to come up the learning curve very quickly. I think it's a nice addition from a football standpoint.
Is he a let's just slot him numbers-wise. Does he join a group with Deontay Johnson and becomes the third or fourth wide receiver? Or do you think he's brought in and Deontay Johnson now might not make this football team?
Well, I think that Deontay is probably someone that they'll have to take a look at. And I think he needs to have a really good week this week because when you bring in an Isaiah Bond, it does change the dynamics of who's going to make the roster. And if Deontay can go out this week and have a really nice week and maybe do some good things in the game, then I really do think that he will keep his chances alive of making the team. But I do think he's one of the guys that they're going to have to look at and say, you know, do we have a spot for him now that we have Isaiah here? So big week for Deontay, in my opinion.
All right, so let me ask you, Gage Larvidan's been impressive. It just feels like it's going to go practice squad. And Caden Davis.
You know, I actually think both of those guys have an excellent chance of making the 53-man roster. I really do. They have had really nice camps. And, you know, Gage kind of came out of nowhere and said, hey, just try to cut me or just try to put me on the practice squad. I mean, he proved himself day in and day out. And, you know, they had him returning punts in the game. And he just answered the bell at every single turn. So if I'm doing my 53, I'm putting him on there.
What about Davis?
Same thing. I just think, I mean, it might be, they might have to do some roster gymnastics to fit these guys on there. But I think the same thing about Caden Davis. I mean, those were amazing throws by Shedeur Sanders in that game, but they were also really amazing catches by Caden Davis. So he's a good player, and I think heading into this camp, I felt that he was probably going to make the team, and nothing has happened to change my mind on that.
Mary Kay, last thought. You think Pickett's able to play this week? Does he get out there against the Rams or in practice even?
I wouldn't do that. I mean, knowing that he needs as much time as possible with that hamstring, I wouldn't risk it. I don't know what they're going to do about that. But if you want him to be your number two on September 7th, I would give him all the time that he needs and not have him go out there in a meaningless preseason game and risk that. So I wouldn't do it. I would probably give Shedeur a chance to play again a little bit if he can. And then I would also give maybe Dylan another little bit of a chance to play.
All right, sounds good. We'll listen for your questions with the press conferences coming up.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot, PlainDealerCleveland.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.